JD's Heroes.
Now, this week's nomination on JD's Hero is for a guy called John Snowden. Now, he's not been nominated by a friend or son or daughter or anything like that. No, he's been nominated by his wife. Sarah's on the phone this morning. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, JD.
Now, we haven't had anybody nominate their husband, and I really, really love your story. Because your husband has not been, from what I get, just your husband. He's been a friend, he's been your rock, and not just for you, but for other people in your life as well. Do you want to explain why you've nominated John?
About 5-6 years ago, I had a breakdown. He's looked after me ever since then. At the same time, he's also looked after his mum and his brother, supported all his friends, and will do absolutely anything for any of us. And I just thought it was high time that he should be recognised for that.
Been reading your nomination, and I really appreciate your honesty, and I hope you don't mind me probing and asking a bit more about this, but your depression wasn't nice, was it?
It wasn't nice, no. I do get some really low points. I have once or twice thought about ending it all because I've been that sort of low and horrible feeling, as anyone who's got the condition will realise. Mm. And he's been there and stayed up all night with me sometimes when we've talked, and he'll stay up all night and then go to work because he's actually a staff nurse at University Hospital.
There's been a time where John had to remove a knife from your hand.
I was just feeling that low and everything was happening at work.
Yeah.
There was stuff going on at, sort of with my family and stuff. He came in and just found me with a knife and he literally ripped it out of my hands, cuddled me, looked after me.
Sounds like an amazing man.
He is an absolute rock, my star.
You know, he's not only there for you, but he's there for other people, not just family.
Recently, one of our friends was poorly down in London, drove all the way from here in Coventry down, picked her up, and then drove all the way back again, and actually dropped her all the way to her parents in Wolverhampton before driving home, just because she was poorly and needed someone.
And it doesn't stop there, because he also, in his spare time that he has, he's a volunteer?
With one of the health charities, we do quite a lot of duties, or he does quite a lot, and spends his time looking after people in his spare time as well.
Do you think he'd appreciate a little surprise?
Yeah, I think he would do, just to say thank you for all the time that he's been there.
All right, what I'm going to do, Sarah, is we're going to play a song, and then we're going to ring John. You can say what you've always wanted to say and just thank him from the bottom of your heart, and then I'll give him his surprise. You up for that?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Oh, is that John?
Mm-hmm.
John, this is JD off Free Radio. How are you, mate?
Yeah, okay, fine, thank you.
John, can I just say, you're amazing, mate.
Okay.
You are. We have a thing on Free Radio called JD's Heroes, where we recognise those special people that live amongst us and don't get enough thanks for what they do. And the nomination for you, mate, has come from your lovely wife, Sarah.
Right.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you've been there for with me, looking after me through my depression, for the times you've looked after your mum and all our friends, and the willingness that you do to go anywhere and everywhere for them. I just thought it was high time that you had a treat to yourself as opposed to just looking after everybody else.
Can't be an easy thing to deal with, John, from your side of things.
Oh, no, it's not, that, you know, this is what you do for people, isn't it?
How long have you been together?
Nearly 4 years.
Nice. And it's not only, you know, doing the whole looking after wife and Sarah when she needs you there, but you do so much. I mean, you're a volunteer as well, aren't you?
Yeah. I do a lot for St John's.
How do you fit it all in?
Well, sleep's overrated, isn't it?
Well, John, because Sarah's nominated you, what we've sorted for you, mate, and I hope you're up for this, I've done this before and it's amazing, I've arranged a 4x4 driving experience at Silverstone.
Wow, OK.
We're going to put you in the 4x4, you're going to be taken around the track, and they're even going to let you drive it on the track as well. Are you up for that?
Yeah, definitely. I've got to say thank you, haven't I? thank you, and I think I owe you dinner.
Hey, Sarah, how about that? There's a promise of dinner for you.
Yeah, well, as I say, it's also our wedding anniversary on Sunday, so it's kind of a dual thank you for being there for me and a bit of a wedding gift as well.
Oh, that's lovely. Do you know what? You two just sound like such a happy and lovely couple.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best. John, do me a favour, right? When you go on the 4x4 experience, take loads of pictures, make sure Sarah's there with the camera and let us know what it was like, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
And
thank you.
and from me, you know, just reading your story, thanks for being amazing and thank you for being a JD hero.
Yeah, thank you.